On Sunday, a Chinese container ship will be the first commercial vessel to pass through the newly expanded Panama Canal. The project costs more than $5 billion. It more than doubles the canal's capacity so that new supersize container ships can move between Asia and the east coast of the United States. But one of the biggest ports along the east coast of the U.S., the port of New York, New Jersey, is not going to be ready to take those ships right now. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us with more. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's talk about the Panama Canal first. The expanded canal took nearly a decade to complete, 2 years longer than planned. Why would this canal be built and then the port along the East Coast, one of the biggest ports in the country, be unable to take these ships?
Well, it is truly shocking that there would be delays on a major construction project in New York. I mean, we're still waiting on, I think it's been like a century for them to finish a subway line.
The Second Avenue subway line, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, not to knock on the MTA here, but we're talking about this being a really important thing to the Asian exporters and shipping lines that had pushed to make the canal wider. They needed it wider so they could accommodate larger ships that would be going through the canal, and they needed the Bayonne Bridge. This is an 83-year-old arch. It spans the channel between Bayonne, New Jersey, and New York, Staten Island, and that had to go up. I actually just traveled through there on a cruise ship once, and I could tell that it was a pretty tight fit for even for the cruise ship going through there. So in 2013, the U.S. Coast Guard approved a $1.3 billion bridge-raising project, but late last year, they announced that it's going to be delayed until the end of 2017. The reason? Miscalculations by the engineers.
So the big winner then is the port of Charleston in South Carolina, right, which is able to handle these ships.
Right, exactly. So it's good news for Charleston, good news for South Carolina. And the reason why is that, I mean, we're talking about an area that it's going to be servicing an area that had been really hard hit in really recent decades. There's an area called Upstate, and this was a textile hub for a century, and that's before the industry really began its decline in the 1970s. Well, ships that go into the port of Charleston, it's going to be the deepest harbor on the East Coast. They'll then make all that cargo make its way by rail to this area called Upstate, which is sort of known as the inland port. It's about 200 miles inland, and from there, those goods can be distributed up the East Coast, especially since there's going to be a delay on those ships being able to come up north. There's a lot of companies are building warehouses and distribution centers there. For example, Rite Aid, they're building a 900,000 square foot distribution center there. And that's the first of three warehouses that they've got planned. And this means major jobs for this area.
Do we really need, though, these canals to be able to handle these bigger ships right now at a time when it seems like, in general, shipping is cooling off, Chinese economy cooling off a little bit? Can't we handle with the ships we have in the few seconds we have?
Well, we're still importing massive amounts of goods from China. And what this really does is it makes it so much cheaper for them to get goods to the East Coast if they're able to get them here as planned. I mean, it really is going to more than double the cargo capacity of the canal. And Now you can have ships that are large enough to carry up to 14,000 containers compared with around 5,000.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.